Hey guys, I just felt such an unction to come on here and just share this message with you today. For those of you that may be feeling like you're like the scattered bones in the valley, I want you to know today that the power of God that was able to find those scattered bones in the valley and put them back together will gather and put back together everything that seems scattered and broken in your life. And my prayer for every one of you is that whatever is dead, whatever looks like it's dying in your life, that the Almighty God will breathe back into those things. The God that can repair the irreparable. And He can repair the irreparable in your life. He can reverse the irreversible in your life. He can make the impossible possible in your life. Something happens when God turns His face to you. And a lot of things were not right in that valley of dry bones. A lot of things had gone wrong in that valley. A lot had been lost there. But the day that God turned His face toward that valley, everything changed. Restoration took place. If you are in any valley at this very moment, the Lord will turn His face toward that very valley, and the power of God will bring you out. No matter how dark it is, no matter how deep it is, no matter how long you have been there in this place, in that valley. God was interested. He was interested in the valley of dry bones, that He even took Ezekiel there. It was because God was concerned about the state of the dry bones. The day the God of restoration took interest in that valley, the day the Lord turned His face to that valley, the name of that valley changed. The name they had used to tag those bones changed. And your story will change today. Every negative name that people have used to tag you will be taken away from you today by the God of restoration. That tag of dryness, whether it's a dry and dead marriage, a dry and dead business, a dry and dead ministry, it's dropping today at this very moment from your life. The bones had been in this valley for a long time, and as far as people was concerned, that chapter was closed. Nobody had said anything about them. Nobody had done anything about them, and no one was interested in them. But the one whose opinion matters the most, the one whose opinion counteracts the opinion of everyone else, had not given up on those dry bones. When it looked like nothing good would ever come out of them, He was able to bring something good out of that dry situation simply because He was interested, simply because He turned His face and His attention to that valley of dry bones. It doesn't matter if nobody knows you and nobody understands what you're going through. Nobody may not be doing anything about your situation, but what you should be concerned about is this. The one that can bring dry bones back to life. The one that can do what people say is impossible. The one that in one day can restore all that the cankerworms and the caterpillars have stolen. Once he becomes interested in your situation, and He most certainly is. His eyes are upon you. He has turned His face toward you, and that's all that it takes to experience a major breakthrough. You have what it takes to become a recipient of God's miracle-working power. Because God asked Ezekiel, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And Ezekiel threw that question back to Him. "O sovereign Lord, You alone know." It meant, sovereign Lord, You alone have the power to help these bones. You know that they can live. It meant, sovereign Lord, You alone can change seasons from dry and barren to fruitful and flourishing. You alone can change the time and the season of these dry bones. You have a time and a season for everything and everyone. And if you, Lord, say yes, then this is their season. It meant, sovereign Lord, I don't want to make empty promises and assurances to these bones, but I can promise them that they will live if I have Your backing. If heaven has not decided to help them, if Your face is not turned to them, then they won't come back to life. But Ezekiel believed. Hallelujah. Ezekiel didn't tell God, yes, they can live if you touch them or you move them to a different place. And sometimes, many times when we are in difficult, hopeless situations, we are the one trying to give God suggestions on how to go about solving our problem. Naaman had a mapped out way of how God wanted to heal him of that leprosy, but he had to allow God to have his way so that he could be healed and restored. And when our minds are set as to how we want our problem solved, when we want to be the ones to determine how our miracle should be done, how the lifting of these problems should come, we are not allowing God to have his way. It hinders true restoration. Our lives can be likened to a cup so full of water that it can spill out and overflow. David spoke about his cup running over. A cup can even lack even a drop of water. It can be empty. It can be dry, just like those dry bones. And I ask you today, what is your condition? Is there a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit running over in your life? Is your cup full of that fresh power of the Holy Spirit, or is it feeling empty and dry? Because right now I proclaim over you that your life, your marriage, every area of your life that may seem empty and dry right now, whatever the condition you came here or the condition you've been in for a very long time, you don't need to remain that way. You don't need to go back empty and dry. You don't need to remain in that valley of dry bones, because right now I pray that the God will blow from the north, south, east, west, and restore unto you all that looks dry and barren and all that looks hopeless. New things will begin to spring up in the places you never expected, and you will rise from the very place the devil thought he buried you. Blow, mighty breath of God, that every dead situation will be resuscitated back to life by your mighty breath. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.